As we continue to recognize the month of the young child, it's important that we talk about an alarming trend in Baltimore City and county. Since December of last year, there has been a sudden spike in infant deaths. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here to talk more about this. Welcome, Doug. Fill us in on what's happening.
Well, as you said, since December of last year, we've seen 18 sleep-related infant deaths in Baltimore City and county. 11 of those deaths occurred in Baltimore City and 7 in the county. To put it in perspective, that's more than all of last year's sleep-related deaths combined.
Wow, that is so heartbreaking. I thought we were making progress when it comes to SIDS and other sleep-related deaths. Are there any thoughts on why this uptick is happening?
In general, that is true. Thanks to the efforts of coalitions like Be More for Healthy Babies, the number of these deaths had been on the decline. That's all the more reason that the recent trend is so surprising. What we do know is that COVID and respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, could be factors. Health officials say that 7 of the 18 infants who died had respiratory symptoms 72 hours before their deaths, and several had actually been diagnosed with RSV.
RSV and other respiratory issues can be very contagious, especially in close quarters like childcare. What are the best practices parents should follow to keep babies safe while they sleep?
The best way to remember what to do is to follow the ABCDs of infant sleep. A stands for alone. Make sure your baby sleeps by themselves, and that includes no blankets, pillows, toys, or stuffed animals either. B is for back. Always place your baby on their back to sleep. C, crib. Babies should sleep in a crib or bassinet. And D, don't smoke. Secondhand smoke can cause breathing problems for babies. Symptoms of RSV are very common, like sneezing, fever, runny nose, coughing, wheezing, and decrease in appetite. So if you're worried or unsure about your baby's symptoms, call your baby's doctor right away.
So I just want to repeat the ABCDs. Alone, on their back, in a crib, and don't smoke. Let's spread the word about this so we can bring those very scary numbers back down. We have more resources on our website at weaa.org. Thanks, Doug.